Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the afternoon all local, I'm Austin York. Legislation banning abortions after the detection of a fetal heartbeat gets the approval of the Texas Senate.
There being 81 ayes, 63 nays, SB 8 is passed a third reading.
The legislation still has to pass on third reading before heading back to the Senate to approve two amendments added. State Representative Shelby Slauson sponsored it.
That beautiful melody of a beating heart will mean the protection of those innocent unborn lives in Texas.
Prior to the vote, former registered nurse State Rep Donna Howard made her plea against.
We do not want to return to a time when women had to hide in the shadows and risk their health and their very lives.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Today, Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia is discussing his updated crime reduction plan with city leaders. KRLD's Bailey Friday has more.
Chief Eddie Garcia's updated plan outlines short, medium, and long-term goals. Today, he's talking through several strategies recommended by the mayor's Safer Communities Task Force, things like focusing resources on crime hotspots. It's something Garcia says will increase officer presence within targeted areas.
We're more focused in any hotspot area. The key is not just a general hotspot area, it's to drill down in that hotspot using data, because for every hotspot large area you have, there's a hotspot within that hotspot.
One of the overall goals of the plan is to reverse the crime trend. The number of homicides in Dallas is up by about 30% so far this year. Aggravated assaults are up by 7%. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Dallas City Council also got an earful from residents both for and against short-term rentals. Before the City Council hears proposals later this month, they gave residents a chance to weigh in on short-term rentals. Over 100 people signed up to speak.
I am opposed to the noise, to the loitering outside the house, to the additional traffic.
Weekend after weekend, it's a new party with alcohol, drugs. Could they be armed? Who knows?
If we just banned every business with the complaints, the Dallas Cowboys and Jerry Jones would have been run out of business and out of town 20 years ago.
The council will vote on the proposals in June. First Baptist Church in Dallas will hold a COVID-19 vaccination clinic later this month. The church is working with Dallas County to provide doses of the Moderna vaccine. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins says he's glad the local evangelical leaders are encouraging people to get the vaccine.
You've got very outspoken conservative evangelical megachurch leaders pushing people to get vaccinated in their venue.
He says Dallas County is also working on plans for a COVID vaccination site in Deep Ellum. CVS is making it easier than ever to get the COVID-19 vaccine, as we hear from KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
Nearly 800 CVS locations throughout the state of Texas are now accepting same-day and walk-in COVID-19 vaccination appointments. District leader Akash Patel says if you're getting the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine, your second dose will automatically be scheduled.
When you register for that first dose online, you are guaranteed that second dose, and you'll be able to schedule the second dose as well.
And all availability is updated in real time.
Our scheduler is so in tune to any cancellations where so that our patients and our communities are updated with the most up-to-date availabilities.
CVS says it's able to do this due to an increased allocation by the federal government. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And even though restaurants throughout the state can operate at full capacity, some are still operating at reduced capacity, not necessarily because of health and safety protocols, but because of a lack of full staff. Restaurants everywhere are having a hard time recruiting and retaining employees. David Waddell with the Texas Restaurant Association says extended unemployment benefits are not the only reason for the shortage.
A high percentage of workers that are in restaurants are women who have had to stay home and take care of the kids. With the pandemic and not all schools being open, they had to remain home.
Restaurants are resorting to creative ways to recruit and retain employees, including offering bonuses for referring employees or staying on the job for a certain length of time. For your All Local, I'm Austin York.